Blog Talk Radio.
Behold the cross on which was hung life's very Lord, God's darling one. Mary's own babe, so cold and so still, helpless before her on Calvary upon his cheek, and his pierced heart broken in two, love crucified for me and for you. Eyes that won't see, ears that won't hear, lips that deny the friend once so dear. Slowly he turns and captures your heart, then passes.
To the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Salam Aleikum, Shalom, Gizadich. Okay, we're back, we're here to save the country. But before we can save the country, we have to realize who we're fighting. We don't know who the enemy is. We're getting slapped from behind, and we don't know who's doing it to us. I'm going to make it easy for you. I'm going to give you one word that must stay with you and on your tongue every time a left winger, a liberal, gets on your nerves. All you got to do is shout, communist. It's the one word they hate. Call you a McCarthyite, and you call them a Rosenberg. Yeah. The only guy that was fighting for America was Joe McCarthy. It is sad. It is really sad. Not too many guys stand up for the country anymore. And if you do stand up for the country, you'll be punished, because there are a lot of Soviet cells running amok in the United States. And I hear Mark Levin, Mark Levin tonight, he's really going after the rhinos, and he should, because we got to kill the rhinos before we can kill the communists. See, the rhinos are communist in waiting. But the Democrat Party is the Communist Party. And they are a bunch of evil people. As a matter of fact, I'm starting to give out awards now for Communist Democrats based on how far advanced they are into Stalinism. And I'm giving them a Golden Calf Awards. So if they're a big communist, they could get up to 5 Golden Calves. And 5 hammer and sickles, or popsicles, whichever comes first. My subject of tonight is this president has us all looking at his crabby deal in Iran while he's shaking hands in Cuba, closing a deal that he hasn't told us about yet, him and his Communist Party. And the reason that they are doing a deal with Cuba, it goes back to Elian Gonzalez. And the deal was supposed to be done with Clinton. But Clinton opted out for future favors. Well, when speaking of the Clintons, Hillary Clinton was spotted today in a power plant in Maryland. And when they asked her why she was there, she said she was recharging her server. Now, you know what happened today in Washington, D.C. The power went out at the State Department. I call it the Snake Department because there's nobody there of any value. And who else do we have? Who else? The Department of Justice, they had a power failure. And Eric Holder's blaming it on Ferguson. And, the White House had a power failure. So the first thing the communist press does is they identify the source of the power failure. Yeah, it's this power plant in Maryland, and the location is XYZ coordinates. Isn't that great? Now, all Al-Qaeda in the United States that's practicing with 2 passports, and all Hezbollah that's practicing with 2 passports. I'd be American. How many pressure cookers are on sale today? We're in trouble, man. We're going to get beat up so bad. You go watch the Pearl Harbor reruns. 6 aircraft carriers, I think it was 460 Japanese planes, came into Pearl Harbor on a Sunday. We weren't ready. 9-1-1, 1993. We weren't ready in New York under President Pinocchio pants. And he could have taken out bin Laden, but he didn't do it because bin Laden was a falconing that day with a Emirates prince. And I often wonder if the father of the Emirates prince got a phone call, I saved your son's life today. Here's my wire transfer account number. You don't think that doesn't happen? We got more bribe takers in the House and the Senate than you can stick a shake at. So, let me tell you about this deal with Cuba. Obama got a call from a fellow communist who said, "We're going down in Cuba. You have to bail us out, comrade." And Comrade Obama bailed them out. And while we're all watching this nuke deal, and by the way, on the nuke deal, you know all of the excess plutonium that the Iranians have, they're not going to be allowed to keep it. They're going to give it to the Russians for storage. Now, does that increase the Russian stockpile? If they signed an agreement that said we're only going to have X amount of plutonium, but that doesn't count the Cuban because that's a separate storage area? Huh? What are we doing here? Are we signing our death warrants? You better believe we are. You have no idea how bad off we are. You have no bad idea. I got to tell you, I would like to see a scenario today today scenario. What would happen in the event of everybody goes nuke crazy? Today, what would happen? Who's going to get the nukes and where are they going to land? How many are you going to get through? How good are our... Why don't they run that little war zone, war game? What kind of... Who's going to survive in the country? I have people telling me, you don't want to be around. You'll have no water. You'll have... There'll be roaming gangs. Where are the roaming gangs coming from? They're coming from the cities. Well, didn't the cities just get nuked? I would like to see a scenario of how we would fare if tomorrow all hell broke loose. Would one nuke get through? Would 1,000 nukes get through? If you live near a military base, you are on a target list. You right? Washington and New York, you definitely know you're on the super fry list, the global warming list. But I'd like to see that scenario. Wouldn't you like to see it? Figure out exactly. You know, you figure the Pakistanis got 200 nukes, which they may lend to the Saudis to nuke Iran. Iran goes to nuke Israel and the United States. North Korea starts to nuke the West Coast. The Russians, who are ready for everything, and they send their nukes. Now, we retaliating, but then somebody says Obama has all the keys. To the silos. We don't have, we can't launch without his permission. Is that a scenario? Jimmy Carter didn't want the football near him. It was 9 miles away. How's that? Okay, we've been nuked. Okay, go get the football. I don't think that's a good scenario. How about Bill Clinton? He had the codes in his jacket that he sent to the cleaners. The attack codes. How's that? Yeah, we're ready, huh? And today we find out that the Russians, listen to this BS. The Russians have compromised White House computer. And they have managed to get Obama's travel schedule. But they didn't get through the other secret stuff that we have. They don't need the other secret stuff. They got his travel schedule. They know where to meet him. What, are you kidding? That's not secret? Why shouldn't it be secret to some and not to others? We're wide open, face down, pants down. We're going to be in trouble. So, Cuba called Obama for a bailout, and that's what he's doing. He's bailing them out because they were getting their oil from Venezuela. But Venezuela, the Saudis knocked the price down. We're giving up 50% discount if you help us kill the Iranians. And we'll take the Russians out for you at the same time. And we're also going to get those guys in North Dakota. But we're cutting the prices. And you could see them prices go to $25 a barrel. And all you'll see the politicians doing is, how can we get this money for ourselves? Yeah, we definitely ain't going to get it for the American people. So, where are we? So, Cuba called Obama for a bailout, and he sent in his succubuses. And they're all down there. NBC's already setting up shop. Conehead O'Brien, who I despise. You know why I despise him? Because he's a real hypocrite and he's a disgrace to the race. One of his opening shows that he did, him and a bunch of guys, they played rabbis and they came out dancing with a Torah and they threw the Torah on the floor and they danced on it. And that was an opening show for NBC. And when I saw that, irreverent bastards. That's like Madonna wearing a crucifix. Yeah. Real irreverent bastards. No respect for God or country. How many times did Conehead O'Brien go to Iraq to entertain the troops? Yeah. We'll forget about him, won't we? Okay. So that's what happened. It was a Cuban bailout. Cuba was getting its oil from Venezuela, but Venezuela took the money they were making on oil and they gave the Soviets, who were selling AK-47s all over the world. Remember when the communists used to say America is arming all of these backward people? We were the big arms dealer. Then, did you ever hear one communist say that Russia is now the number one arms supplier in the world? Not one communist talks about it anymore. They give you that crap, that communist crap that they teach in the communist cucumber colleges. Beware, Eisenhower warned us. Beware the military-industrial complex. Eisenhower had two letters in his Eisenhower jacket on D-Day. One if we won and one if we lost. George Patton on D-Day, the only document he had in his jacket was a map of Berlin and a crowdfinder. And that's the difference between winners of wars and people who get by, who get lucky. So don't believe that. Beware the military-industrial complex. The day we are weak technologically is the day we're all going into chains. And you're in chains already. You don't know it because the fetters are made of nylon. You're a tax slave. If you're working two or three jobs to keep your head above water, you're a tax slave. There should be no taxes over 40 hours a week. No taxes over 40 hours a week. And only on one job. And the other two or five jobs that you got to work should be tax-free. Only the first 40 hours of your number one job. And you get to pick it. Okay. And we need an 80% reduction in government. We got creeping communism in this socialist government that is growing day by day. So, Cuba was relying on Venezuelan oil to keep it going. The Russians had no money and couldn't bail them out anymore. And so they were living on the Russian arm, and then they turned to the Venezuelan arm for oil. And then Venezuela took the money that they had in their treasury, and they bought AK-47s, $1.7 billion worth. So there, they ran out of toilet paper. And that's when they knew they were broke. So now the Venezuelans are running around shouting, "Give us liberty or let us squeeze the shaman." It is terrible, man. Communism bleeds you dry. So I say, no deal with Cuba. You want to know why? I want justice for tortured non-POWs. If you Google Cubans tortured non-POWs, you will find that the POWs at the Hanoi Hilton had nicknames for the Cuban communists. And it was more than Cuban communists that tortured American POWs. East German communists and a few other countries sent their people there to torture Americans. But the Cuban ones were the ones that I'm looking at today. And they beat the Americans so bad they could not be shown in photo propaganda sessions. And the Cubans had nicknames like Pancho, Chico, The Lump, etc. Some POWs were beaten so bad they had to be killed and hidden. How's that? Think about that. You're hanging on for dear life. Every day they take you in the room. They beat you with barbed wire. They beat you with rubber truncheons. Torture you. Some of these guys had all the flesh from their buttocks down whipped off them. They were beaten so bad they had to be killed and hidden. Hanoi John Kerry is another Bo Birdcall. And Hanoi Hak Tui Jane Fonda, I see they're trying to revive her. She should have gotten the electric chair. Should have received the Rosenberg chair. These two never stopped betraying the USA. Do you find that appalling? And I'm sure you'll be shocked to learn that the Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. There are communist cells like Afema-Leninists, Afro-Leninists, Islamo-Leninists, Enviro-Leninists, Religious Leninists, Liberation Theology is Communist Tactics, Homo-Leninists. Political correctness was introduced by the Communists as a method of brainwashing in Russia in 1914. Google the 45 goals of the Communist Party and weep for your country, then weep for your children and those helpless Americans yet to come and be brainwashed tax slaves. I'm telling you, no taxes over 40 hours a week. No politician can't promise that. Don't vote for him. Okay, so having said that, let me go to a tune. And we'll give you the Star Spangled Banner. Kelly last night on Fox, and she had on a guest Michael Flynn. He's a retired Army Lieutenant General who served as the Director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, Commander of the Joint Functional Component Command for Intelligence, Surveillance, and Reconnaissance, and Chair of the Military Intelligence Board from July 24, 2012 to August 2, 2014. I got to tell you, I'm looking at this guy and I'm listening to him, and Kelly says to him, "Did you ever consider running for president?" And his response was so humble. If I closed my eyes, I would have sworn I heard Abe Lincoln talking. And this guy should be a candidate for president. You see all these rhinos running around. Look, I'm better than him. She's better than me. I'm better than her. You see them, right? You see the Democrats, we only have one until we get rid of her. Okay, that's Hillary Clinton. We need somebody who's got no hooks or strings attached. We need somebody who's not owned by a corporate franchise or communist country. We need somebody that doesn't take bribes. We need somebody that's jam tight and jelly free. And I got to tell you, I honestly believe we are going to experience a nuclear war before I leave this planet. Okay, I don't know how bad it's going to be, if it's going to be one or two shots and we'll retaliate and nobody will ever dare to do it again, or we're going to get caught like we got caught in Pearl Harbor, like we got caught on 9-1-1. Remember, on 9-1-1, we lost more Americans, and they were all civilians, than we lost at Pearl Harbor. And the 200 kids who died with their mothers were never recognized by the Supreme Court. So you know what you can do with the Supreme Court. Okay, so I'm going to watch Kelly, and I got 2 minutes left for this show, and I'm going to run in and watch Kelly. And tomorrow night when we talk, I'll give you an update. But take a look at this guy, Michael T. Flynn. He's born in 1959, Middletown, Rhode Island. His allegiance, they have allegiance in the United States of America. You can't put Obama there under allegiance. Service branch, United States Army, years of service, 81 to 2014, rank Lieutenant General, and then he was in the following battles: Operation Enduring Freedom, Iraqi Freedom, Urgent Fury, Uphold Democracy. When Bush left Iraq, Iraq was in total calm. And you look what Obama has done. He's not only flipping the bird on America, he's flipping the bird on the world. The only people he bails out are communist countries and people who want to destroy Israel and the great Satan. That's us, in case you didn't know. We're the golden calf people. Okay. He's got a Bronze Star, and all the others don't count. Okay. So having said that, I'm going to close with a tune, and I'm going to play you O'Donnell Abu.
Flip McHale over your face, brought in all the old disgrace that Blackfoot William stormed your place, drove you up to the Ferns. Grace said victory was sure, soon the firebrand he'd secure, until he met a Glenmalure with Big McHugh of Worm.
Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Big William was able there. Now Fitzwilliam had a chair, fallen in your star.
Proudly the note of the trumpet is sounding, loudly the war cries arise on the gale. By Loch Shilley is bounding to join the six squadrons of old Sam Ear's green veil.
On them and on to near, strangers who fight and fear, rush to the standards of Donald's red view. Bannock and Gallowglass, thrown from each mountain pass, on for old Erin O'Donnell Abu.
Princely O'Neill to our aid is advancing, and many a chieftain and warrior clan, 1,000 proud steeds in his vanguard are prancing north to the borders brave from banks of the Van. Many a heart shall quail under his coat of mail. Deeply the merciless omen shall rue when on his ear shall ring, borne on the breeze's wind, your Donald's dread war cry, O Donald the Boone.